Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Friday, December 13th. First, our Winter Road Report, proudly sponsored by Matt Law and his great guys at Speedy Glass in Owen Sound. There's still a snow squall warning for the Bruce Peninsula. That's expected to end sometime this evening. Visibility is listed as poor on the peninsula and poor at times between Owen Sound and Allenford. It's fair on the rest of Highway 21. Visibility can change quickly in snow squalls. Otherwise, roads are partly snow-packed or partly snow-covered. A bit of drifting reported, but otherwise visibility in Grey Bruce is mainly good. Kincardine Council is calling on the provincial government to complete a tax assessment for power-generating properties around Ontario. The request comes following an assessment for the municipality, which shows that while property taxes have been continually increasing for homes and other businesses, power companies have not seen an increase in their property taxes for decades. Mayor Ken Craig says it's not the fault of power-generating properties in Ontario, but rather a rule that was put into effect by the province many years ago.
This is not an issue with Bruce Power. Absolutely not. In fact, Bruce Power has been very supportive in acknowledging the challenges we're facing and have offered the assistance that they're able to.
Members of the Ontario Green Party are set to announce their candidate for the next provincial election. The Bruce Grey Owen Sound Greens Constituency Association are set to nominate their candidate on Monday, December 16th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Harmony Centre in Owen Sound. Ontario Green leader and MPP for Guelph, Mike Schreiner, will be there for the announcement. Meanwhile, Bruce Grey Owen Sound Progressive Conservative MPP Rick Byers announced in September he won't be running for the seat again. The local PC Riding Association is having a meeting January 18th to nominate their candidate. Members of the Grey Bruce OPP and the South Bruce Peninsula Fire Department are gearing up for a friendly charity hockey game in Wyarton this evening. It's a fundraiser for the fire department's toy drive and the Salvation Army. The game is set to take place from 5 until 6 this evening at the Wyarton Arena. Admission is by cash donation, toys for the fire department toy drive, or a non-perishable food item for the food bank is welcome. OPP in the town of the Blue Mountains have charged a resident with theft after a traffic stop. They say on Wednesday they stopped a vehicle on Grey Road 19 because the automatic license plate reader detected a stolen plate. The 48-year-old driver of the vehicle was charged with a number of offenses, including theft over $5,000. Premier Doug Ford has announced the creation of the Ontario Corps, a group of skilled professionals and volunteers the province can deploy to help communities respond to natural disasters and other emergencies. Inspired by models like AmeriCorps, Ontario Corps can mobilize to provide emergency shelter, debris management, food services, and flood protection. It'll include partner organizations like Feed Ontario, Ontario Search and Rescue Volunteer Association, the Salvation Army, Global Medic, and Team Rubicon Canada. The province piloted Ontario Corps after the significant amount of snow that overwhelmed Gravenhurst earlier this month. Tomorrow is the start of a two-month period of zero taxes on certain products. The federal government says taxes will not be added to those items when you hit the checkout at the store. In sports, the Owen Sound Attack will try for their third straight win tonight when they play on the road against the Sarnia Sting. Sarnia has lost 8 in a row. That's a 7:07 start, 6:30 for the pregame show on Kia of Owen Sound Terry's trailer service, Bear Radio. Tomorrow, the Attack visit the Flint Firebirds. Canada's World Junior Hockey Selection Camp continued today with another exhibition game. Attack goaltender Carter George stopped all 12 shots he faced in yesterday's 5-2 win for Canada. In the Provincial Junior Hockey League, the Kincardine Bulldogs visit Wingham and the Walkerton Capitals host Mount Forest. Ottawa and Carolina are the lone NHL game this evening. Tomorrow, the Toronto Maple Leafs take on the Detroit Red Wings. You can always find more sports and submit your scores on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty sports page at bayshorebroadcasting.ca. Checking the forecast, snow squalls on the Bruce Peninsula are expected to clear tonight. A few flurries, minus 13, the wind chill minus 18 overnight. Mainly sunny Saturday, a high of minus 2. A 60% chance of showers on Sunday and a high of plus 3. I'm Claire McCormack. Now you are up to date.